Blog Talk Radio.
Into your workspace, into your homes, and into your living room area. I even thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just hope and pray that you had a beautiful day today. I hope and pray that all was well and continually to be well in your family circle. I know that there are some of those that are out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight that has experienced a loss of a loved one. But I want to encourage your heart on tonight that we know that weeping may endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. And so I am praying that God will bring about restoration into your life. Replace gladness where there is sadness. And my prayers go out to you and you and you that are under the sound of this digital podcast live recording. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful time at service, worship, at mass, and various places that you included in your itinerary on today. And like I said, I just thank God for being here, hallelujah, on this evening. Early, I just can't believe it that I'm coming in at an old time slot. And I just thank God because God has been just good. Good. All of the time, God is good, even through the bad times. God is good, because God let us know that even though we go through trials and we go through tribulations, but God declared his word. He said, I will deliver you, not from some of them, not from part of them, but from all of them. All your trials and tribulations, because we are going to encounter as long as we on planet Earth. But we have a Father that declared that he will deliver us from them all. Hallelujah. And so I will be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And so before we go into any further preliminaries, I would desire you and you and you to go down with me in prayer as we acknowledge the one and the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We are honoring him tonight. And every day that we live, we will continually to honor him. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just thank God, not for what he's done for me, but I thank God for who he is. Hallelujah. I thank God for just reaching down. I've been praising God and walking through the house all day, just praising God with my hand up in the air, giving God a radical praise, and thanking God for just pulling me out the miry clay of sin one day. God saw fit to clean me up, because I wasn't nothing but just like filthy rags, the Bible says. And God picked me up out the miry clay and cleaned all the tarnish and dirt and all of that off of me. And he put me on a road. Hallelujah. And I'm on a road to win disciples for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't want to get fired up here tonight, but hallelujah, I just want to you to just go with me in prayer as we acknowledge the one and the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come before a grateful heart, God. We come before you with a grateful heart of sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for civilization, gathering unity once again around this vessel. Father God, we're coming as pilgrims through this very land. But we know that this earthly place is not our home. But you have prepared for those of us that are living according to your will and your way and according to your command. Hallelujah, you have prepared a mansion that's not built by the hand of man. But God, you are its creator and you are its designer, God. But until you crack those clouds, one historical day, Father God, we were coming together as pilgrims through this very land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these little places, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon, hallelujah, of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings, hallelujah, we ask in your Son Jesus' righteous name. And we all in unity shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for those of you, hallelujah, with that so graciously tune in tonight. Because as I first stated, you don't want to miss this message on tonight. And I tell you, there always is a blessing for someone that's seeking to be blessed. You have to be seeking to be blessed in order to be blessed by God. I'm telling you, you have to seek God's face. Know that God is a way maker. Know that God is a door opener. When God closes a door, God opens another door. Hallelujah. And so we know that God can do anything, but it's one thing that he shall not and he cannot do. That is faith. Hallelujah. So we're going to be coming across with a couple of selections. We're going to have a selection momentarily, and that selection will be coming, and we're going to have a guest today, and that will be my son. John, Saint John, and we're going to hear a selection from him, and then we'll listen to some more singers, because we're just all about lifting up God, lifting up his holy name. Hallelujah. God said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So we know that God will just bring the unsaved until our foes, God. All we got to do is just preach God's word, stand on God's word, believe what God said, never doubt. And God will surely bring you out. Hallelujah. And so our subject on tonight, or our message on tonight, hallelujah, is enough of everything. I'm going to say that one more time. Enough of everything. We'll be taking our key scripture out of the law of 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. And it reads like this. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have an abundance for every good work. That's found in the law of 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. We know that according to God's word, that I have all of the resources that I need at my disposal, and I even have more than enough to meet my needs. Yet I am reluctant to act because of fear that I might will not have enough. But we're told that the Bible assures me that God has provided me with every blessing in abundance. By his grace, I have everything. And as I first stated, that's coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. We know that the Apostle Paul was not saying that we have enough grace to do anything we want to do. But God does not offer us a blank check. No, he does not. Paul was giving us the assurance that we have enough grace to do whatever God has called us to do. Whether it is to give money for the cause of the gospel, as the Corinthians were doing in verse 7, or to give love to a difficult teenager, an indifferent spouse, or an aged parent. Whatever the task, God will make sure that we have abundance of every good work. We know that God uses us to do his work if we will just obey. He freely gives his love and power to serve him every day. God called to a task includes his strength come to complete it. Hallelujah. And so we know, hallelujah, that our text suggests that in preparing for service, we need to develop a servant sensory perception. And that is called a SSP. Hallelujah. Which is the ability to perceive God's presence and voice in the common people, in the places and things of life. We know that the potter's house was neither a mountaintop nor a great cathedral. We're told that the potter's house was a place where ordinary people carried on ordinary work. God's power to shape and reshape us was illustrated by the routine tasks of the potter. And that's as we must be willing to be molded by the potter and into anything he desires to make. We know that according to our text, the servant must possess two qualities, mobility and memory. First, God tells Jeremiah to go to the potter's house. Jeremiah had to be mobile to obey God's word. Hallelujah. And as a servant, we must remember that God's word and works may be required us to leave our comfort zone and stability and go somewhere else in order to serve more faithfully. And so you that are out there in my podcast live digital audience on tonight, you know, in this journey, this assignment that God that has placed each and every one of us on, sometimes it means that we have to leave our comfort zone and we have to go out about our Father's business. Hallelujah. We know that it's no wonder that in the Great Commission, Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. That's coming out of the law of Matthew 28:19. Secondly, as a servant, we must remember who and why we serve. We know that in Jeremiah 18:15, the Lord makes a sharp indictment that my people have forgotten me. Let those of us who would serve remember that God empowers and directs us. Let those of us who would serve be intentionally acknowledging God in all we do. Because to forget God, hallelujah, is to serve in vain. And so we know that this should be our prayer. And that is, oh Lord, bless us as we strive to render more excellent service. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, early today, there was a brother, great friend, that I have known for quite a while now, lost his mother-in-law on today and said that he needed some money. I couldn't very well hear the call that well because my phone was down, and I could vividly hear him. I just kept hearing him say $100, and then he went to the black and said something else, a different source of currency. But you know, I know that God will give us what we need, you know, even when we need what we need. And we just have that desire to give what we need. And God knows that we need what we need. But when we put our needs on the back burner and put the needs of others on the front burner, God is surely to bless us. And so that was really, I think, a sign for me, you know, because our God knows that I am just, you know, a giving woman, always have been all my life, and I continue to give. Sometimes I don't have it, you know, and so what I would do is to pray that God would bless someone that would come along, you know, and be a blessing to that person. Hallelujah. Because God's word surely says that he blesses a cheerful giver. And we know that God, you know, he just blesses us when we are just, you know, willing to give out of our heart what we are in need of. Hallelujah. So, I want to share this with you. Now, there's an article that said, according to William Shakespeare in The Merchant of Venice, I'm told that mercy dropped down like gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath it is twice blessed. It's blessed him that gives and him that takes. And we're told that Shakespeare was right about the double blessing that mercy provides. And we are told that our mercy deeds bless the person to whom we stretch out our hand of loving kindness. Not only that, we ourselves benefit, but when we act mercifully, we experience our Lord's promise. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's found in the law of Matthew 5:7. But Shakespeare missed the third recipient of blessings. God, when in our Savior's name we practice Christian-like caring, God is praised, he is honored when we show mercy. As amazingly as that may be, it is biblical proof God is not without emotion. What we do, saints of God, or fail to do, affect him, and our actions either bring him pleasure or grieve him deeply. God delight in our adoring recognition of his goodness, and he is saddened when we serve our own selfish interests. That found in the law of Proverbs 11 and 20, and then Hebrews 13, 15 through 16. And we are told that the blessings of Christ-like mercy flow not only from the giver to the receiver and back again, but to the very heart of God, acts of mercy or acts of praise. And we'll go back to our sermon on tonight. My sermon on tonight is enough of everything. Enough of everything. And so you might say, well, I don't have a lot of money to help, you know, the needy. But see, God already knows what you have. God already knows what you have and what you don't have. But he knows that when we just give out of our heart, out of our abundance, even though we need it, then God will bless us. God will bless us even more. Sometimes even a hundredfold. And we know that, hallelujah, God is just so merciful. And God will always provide what we are in need of. He's going to never leave us or never forsake us. Hallelujah. And as long as we serve thee as thy host above and praise thee without ceasing, then we know that glory in thy perfect love, and we can be givers and given of ourselves to others. Hallelujah. Give God great joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that, you know, there's such a great need in this world until, you know, it just looks like it's not enough hands to go around. But don't you know that God has enough messengers in this world to, I mean, just every task that God has for us to do, then we know that God will send the messenger. Sometimes we don't know how we're going to make it. We don't know how we're going to pay our bills. But you know, God always, he just always got something, you know, in surprising for us. He's always full of surprises. You know, he's just like, you know, we know that it's not a sign and it's not a clause. And I always used to say it's it wasn't Santa and it wasn't Claus, but it wasn't anybody but your mama and your papa. So God is just like a make-believe Santa Claus. God is full of surprises for his children, and he loves us so much until he always just doing just beautiful things and unexpected of us, and we just can rejoice and raise our hands, you know, just in awe of God's goodness and his graciousness. And I'm going to read this last key verse, and then we're going to close out this service for this evening. Now, we know that Jesus was asked by the disciples if he was going to set free and restore the nation of Israel. That's in Acts 1 and 6. In the minds of the disciples, the kingdom of God and the Jewish nation were virtually synonymous. They held the traditional view that the Messiah would bring about a political kingdom rather than a spiritual one. Jesus replied that it was not for them to know. Then he went on to say, but he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost to come upon you. And he shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and all Samaria. And it was as if Jesus was saying to them, have done with lesser things. The kingdom he had in mind was bigger and grander than any of the disciples could have imagined. He wanted them to be prepared for the kingdom, that kingdom with the Holy Spirit came. And we know that as Christians, we have been called by God, commissioned by Jesus Christ, enable us by the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill our individual missions with courage, boldness, confidence, and insight. We have to be done with lesser things. So God knows that we have done great things with lesser things. We might not have had all we needed, but God just made his, you know, just made his power omnipotent even when we had less. So God says we have done with lesser things. So if we have been given the power to serve the King of Kings, the Holy Spirit directs our path toward the mission to be accomplished. And the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to develop the skills and behaviors to achieve our goals. Even when our personal circumstances limit our ability to see beyond the immediate situation, the power of the Holy Spirit enable us to envision and to focus on greater service in God's kingdom. And our prayer, Lord, empower me to see beyond my personal circumstances that I might be an effective witness for you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you, hallelujah, for tuning in tonight. And so we're going to bring on our special guest, and that's Sean, St. John LaShawn, and we're going to let him bring a selection on tonight. This is my son. Thank you.
Hallelujah.